The President Ronald Reagan Toy President's Doll, recording.
My hope is that you will love your country not for her power or wealth, but for her selflessness and idealism.
And I just felt if they remembered that I gave the government back to the people.
You don't become President of the United States. You are given temporary custody of an institution called the presidency, which belongs to our people. These entrepreneurs and their small enterprises are responsible for almost all the economic growth in the United States.
Taxation is the art of plucking the feathers without killing the bird. It's time they realized the bird just doesn't have any feathers left. We can begin to reward hard work and risk-taking by forcing this government to live within its means. I have only one thing to say to the tax increases. Go ahead, make my day. America is a nation made up of hundreds of nationalities. Our ties to you are more than ones of good feeling. They're ties of kinship. There is no room for racism, anti-Semitism, or other forms of ethnic and racial hatred in this country. May all of you as Americans never forget your heroic origins. Never fail to seek divine guidance. And never lose your natural, God-given optimism. Peace is not the absence of conflict, but the ability to cope with conflict by peaceful means. Freedom is the recognition that no single person, no single authority or government has a monopoly on the truth. This land, its people, the dreams that unfold here, and the freedom to bring it all together, well, those are what make America soar. That gift of freedom is actually the birthright of all humanity. I believe that the West can fashion a realistic, durable policy that will protect our interests and keep the peace, not just for this generation, but for your children and your grandchildren. I believe such a policy consists of 5 points: military balance, economic security, regional stability, arms reduction, and dialogue.
So in your discussions of the nuclear freeze proposals, I urge you to beware the temptation of pride, to ignore the facts of history and the aggressive impulses of an evil empire, to simply call the arms race a giant misunderstanding. The harder the conflict, the more glorious the triumph. Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The future doesn't belong to the faint-hearted. It belongs to the brave.
These young Americans sent a message to terrorists everywhere. The message, you can run, but you can't hide.
Every individual life is infinitely precious.
We must act today in order to preserve tomorrow, and let there be no misunderstanding. We're going to begin to act, beginning today.
The crew of the Space Shuttle Challenger honored us for the manner in which they lived their lives. We will never forget them, nor the last time we saw them, this morning, as they prepared for their journey and waved goodbye. And
to conceive, the understanding to direct, and the hand to execute works that will make the world a little better for your having been here. The dream we shared was to reclaim our government, to transform it from one that was consuming our prosperity into one that would get out of the way of those who created prosperity.
Are you worse or better off than you were 4 years ago? Is America better off than it was 4 years ago?
More and more people are realizing that Marxist socialism can provide rhetoric, but it doesn't put food on the table. We won the Cold War. My fellow Americans, may every dawn be a great new beginning for America, and every evening bring us closer to that shining city upon a hill. America is back, standing tall, looking to the 80s with courage, confidence, and hope.
There's no sweeter day than each new one, because here in our country, it means something wonderful can happen to you.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
That's the end of the President Ronald Reagan Toy President's Doll recording.